When he returned with food, She-Wolf let him come a little closer to the cubs. He was doing what a wolf father should. He was helping to look after the babies they had brought into the world. One of the cubs was different from his brothers and sisters, who had their mother's reddish fur. He alone had the pure grey wolf coat of his father. His rasping growl was the loudest, and he could roll the other cubs over with a quick swipe of his paw. The first month of his life he spent snuggling into the warmth of his mother. Never moving far from her side, his whole world was the shadowy safety of the cave. Then one day, he noticed that one wall of the cave was different. This was the cave entrance that let in a little light. As time passed, he longed to go towards that wall of light. But when he tried, his mother gave him a sharp whack on his nose. She knew he was too young to go outside. This was his first lesson, that taking risks can be painful. Then came a time when there was no food for the little family, and One-Eye and She-Wolf grew weak with hunger. The cubs simply curled up and went to sleep. Four of them, the little grey cubs' brothers and sisters, would never wake again. Then, there was no more play fighting. He had to play alone. Then one day, his father stopped coming through the wall of light. Only She-Wolf knew the reason. Following One-Eye's usual trail, the left fork by the stream, she had found his body under a tree. It was clear there had been a huge fight, and that the most vicious of creatures, the lynx, was to blame. She felt the loss deeply, but knew that life must go on. She had her cub to feed and protect. Motherhood is the most powerful force in nature. There would come a time when She-Wolf would again take the left fork to the lynx's lair for the sake of her little grey cub. Chapter 3. In the Big Wide World. The day came that the little cub finally went through the wall of light, which was the entrance to the cave. He was growing up, and he simply had to know what lay beyond.